In the course of doing this program, I've been able to talk to a host of people that I have tremendous respect for, none more than John Lott Jr., Dr. John Lott, a president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. I finally had the chance to meet him in person in Las Vegas this past week at the SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world. Dr. Lott has written books, several books on guns and statistics, probably the best known, to me anyhow, More Guns, Less Crime, which changed the world because it let people understand that, you know, more guns didn't mean that there was going to be gunfights in the streets. It didn't mean that there was going to be a shootout at the OK Corral. It didn't mean that, you know, bad things were going to happen. It actually meant the crime was going to go down. He's joining us on the phone this morning to talk about something very important. But first of all, Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. It was great to meet you and your wife.
Yeah, it was. It's an interesting. I thought when I first met you, I thought, well, gosh, you must come to the SHOT Show every year, like I have for more than 20 years, because that's where, you know, all the people are talking about guns, whether it's hunting guns or AR-15s or whatever it may be. And yet, you said it was your first time.
Yeah. No. Well, I felt it was about time just to kind of see what it was like. I'd always obviously heard a lot about it, but it was big. That was for sure. It was just interesting to meet the types of people that would show up to it.
And there's a variety because you have the wing, I think I told you this, 20 years ago you didn't have the wing for law enforcement and military like you do now, and that has taken on a life of its own at the SHOT Show, the things that are offered to U.S. military or those that are in law enforcement compared to those that are out hunting a grizzly bear, whatever the case may be. But the reason we're having you on the program this morning, you alerted me to something that is very important, and that is that you say that Mayor Bloomberg and others are gearing up for a big push in 2016, millions of dollars behind them, for an anti-gun push heading for the 2016 presidential elections. Now, it's news to me, but please, share with our listeners.
Sure. Well, back in the beginning of 2013, President Obama met with the heads of 23 large foundations that had been involved in the healthcare debate, and he said, look, we've won the health care debate. Obamacare is the law of the land. Now it's time to go and push on another issue. And what he got, you know, it's just like Kaiser and Wellness and other really large foundations, he got them to pledge that they were going to focus on the issue of gun control. So you have these foundations that may have spent $20 or $25 million each on pushing out studies dealing with health care. Now they were going to focus on gun control. And, of course, you know, familiar with Michael Bloomberg spending $50 million a year now on his gun control groups. But that's just a portion of the money that he spends. He's literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars financing other research that academics are doing. And he's spending other things. So he's just given a grant to the Columbia School of Journalism, where they're bringing in academics in May from around the bringing in journalists from around the country so that they can go and listen to, you know, the types of arguments that Bloomberg thinks that they should learn about. It's kind of ironic.
So, in effect, to bring the journalists in and bring them and indoctrinate them, if you will.
Right. I mean, you think Columbia School of Journalism, if there's anything that they should teach people, is that you need to learn about different sides of the issue. You know, you need to report, you need to talk to people that have contrasting views, but the Columbia School of Journalism is just really going to have only the people that Bloomberg approves of, in this case, to go and talk to the journalists. So it's disappointing.
Now, despite all of this, you look at what's going on statistically, you look around the country, first of all, the gun sales continue to set, you know, torrid paces around the country. Barack Obama is the best gun salesman of all time, but bar none.
Right.
But you look around at the country and the attitude on guns, there is a more positive attitude toward the Second Amendment and guns today than probably in my entire lifetime. People do not want the Second Amendment messed with. In fact, those that are opposed to people messing with the Second Amendment, past 50%. I think that's the first time in my life that there's been this overwhelming positive attitude toward guns.
Right. Whether it's the Pew poll or Gallup or CNN, they've shown that since the late 1990s, there's been a continual increase in opposition to more gun control. As you say, Pew recently came out with a poll in December showing for the first time a clear majority of people opposing any new gun control is 53 to 46. But you look at the other questions that are asked in some of these polls, and it kind of explains why there's been such a change. You take Gallup, for example. They had a question that they started in 2000 asking people whether they think the presence of a gun in the home makes things riskier or safer. And in 2000, only 35% of Americans thought that the presence of a gun in the home made things safer. At the end of 2014, that was up to 63%. That's a massive change. But that change in people's attitudes about the benefits of guns corresponds very closely with the changing attitudes that they've had in terms of supporting more gun control or not. And those are the types of things that I think
Bloomberg
and others want to change by financing these studies. They know that unless they deal with those changing views and convince people otherwise, they're not going to win.
No, they're not going to win. And it makes me wonder, you know, $50 million spent by Bloomberg. You've got Tom Steyer, the radical leftist, is going to run for Boxer's seat there, Senator Boxer, who's stepping down in California. Tom Steyer, the radical environmentalist, who spent like $100 million trying to tell us about global warming and failed utterly in the midterms in 2014. And Bloomberg spending all of his money. But meanwhile, despite all those millions of dollars being sent, common sense is winning the day at the polling place. And people understand that, you know what, just because I have a gun doesn't mean it's going to be the Wild West.
Right. Well, you know, I think there's a number of things that have changed. One is just there's been some improvement in the way the media has reported this. So when I wrote the bias against guns back over a decade ago, I looked at all the media reports on the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and, you know, with the exception of Fox, you could not find a single story in 2001 of someone using a gun defensively to protect themselves, protect somebody else. On Fox at that time, there was one story. I think, you know, Fox is pretty much still unique, but now you can find a dozen or more stories each year where Fox will go and mention somebody protecting themselves or others with a gun. The other networks are still not too good. But, you know, the information's getting out.
They still ignore it, you know,
and
that's just what it is.
And other things, and I think that's just one of the many things, as well as some good research by economists.
Well, that's good stuff. And, Doctor, I wish I had more time, but we've got to leave it there for today. Dr. John Lott, always a wealth of information.